The Obama administration's response to swine flu, that Janet Napolitano was just praising a few minutes ago, relied on groundwork that was done by the previous White House. President Bush ordered the government to come up with a playbook for dealing with a possible pandemic back in 2005 in response to an outbreak of avian flu in Asia. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
It's not often that you hear President Obama praising President Bush's policies, but during his recent news conference, there he was, giving an unsolicited shout-out to his predecessor.
I think the Bush administration did a good job of creating the infrastructure so that we can respond. For example,
the infrastructure Mr. Obama was speaking of was put in place by the Bush administration to fight outbreaks of pandemic flu. It resulted from a confluence of events. The avian flu strain in Asia was so virulent, half of those who contracted it died. Officials worried that if it reached pandemic levels, it could be as deadly as the 1918 virus that killed some 600,000 Americans. And then there was another political concern: the widely panned government response to Hurricane Katrina. Mike Leavitt was Health and Human Services Secretary when the policy took shape.
We were just post-Katrina. We were concerned that America's readiness was not adequate for this kind of an event and that we were overdue for a pandemic. So the president mobilized the country, and we began putting in place not just a plan for the H5N1 avian influenza, but for a pandemic in general.
What emerged was a mouthful: the National Strategy for Pandemic Influenza Implementation Plan. The administration got some $7 billion from Congress to stockpile antiviral medicine and improve technology for vaccine production. There was extensive planning and testing of the playbook, Leavitt says, with an eye toward quick detection and containment.
Think of this as a wildfire. If you can get there just after the spark happens, you can smother it and stop it. But if it's allowed to smolder a while, it can spread until it is not containable, and the only strategy at that point is to keep people and property out of its way.
Bob Steffen, who was an assistant secretary of Homeland Security in the Bush administration, also worked on the playbook. He says containment is half the plan. The other half, he says, is government showing leadership.
So that we avoid unnecessary and undue panic in the population, and that the population understands that their government at various levels really is on top of the situation, is issuing instructions and guidance, and that guidance is a coordinated message across various levels of government.
The daily briefings by Homeland Security Secretary Napolitano and other administration officials are a result of that part of the playbook. Dr. Nicole Lurie of the RAND Corporation, who worked on the flu response, says public health planning should transcend party lines.
This has, by and large, not been a political issue, or to maybe paraphrase the president, in preparedness there shouldn't be any red states or blue states, but just one United States. And I think this plan has been worked on by subject matter experts across administrations and across agencies who feel like and understand that they work for the American people.
Obama administration officials say they intend to review how the playbook has worked over the past 10 days, with an eye towards making the government's response to future outbreaks more robust. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.